Iranian twins, joined at the head, died today after they were separated by doctors. A surgical team worked for more than 2 days to separate the sisters. One of the twins died shortly after the operation. The other died a few hours later. Reporter Erica Nidowski of the Baltimore Sun is in Singapore, where the operation took place. What did doctors say about the operation?
Well, doctors just finished a little while ago giving a briefing about what happened. They are exhausted. They are disappointed. They are emotional. But they have stood fast on the belief that they did the right thing in seeking the surgery because that's what the twins wanted, basically at any cost.
The initial surgery lasted for more than 48 hours. What did it involve?
It involved just about as many complexities as you can imagine. It involved harvesting a vein from the leg to use later in one of the twins' brains. It involved peeling back the scalps. It involved opening the skulls. And it involved very delicately and slowly detaching the brain tissues, which were fused very tightly together.
Even though originally they were separate?
They have distinct brains, but they sit in a shared cranial cavity, and so their brain functions are separate, but they have been attached for their whole lives.
Tell me about the surgical team.
The surgical team is a very impressive bunch. The members hail from all over the world. The two main neurosurgeons were a Singaporean neurosurgeon from Raffles Hospital, where the surgery took place, and Dr. Benjamin Carson from Johns Hopkins Children's Center in Baltimore. And these are some of the most experienced surgeons when it comes to separating conjoined twins, though the surgery has never been done before on adults.
And the challenges in preparing for such a large staff of surgeons?
There are all sorts of logistical challenges. They spent basically 6 or 7 or 8 months preparing, talking to each other, looking at MRIs, CT scans, making sure that the twins understood the risks and could psychologically handle a potential outcome where one survived and one did not. And someone just pointed out to me as I was coming out of the briefing that, in fact, the twins got what they wanted. They were separated and are separated. It just wasn't the outcome that doctors or they themselves had hoped for.
Obviously, the odds were very long.
The odds were very long. This has never been done before, and there are special challenges about trying to do this on adult twins, in particular because the brains have lost a lot of their flexibility and their plasticity, and the brains of younger people, it's easier to do this sort of detachment.
So this is the sort of case where the operation was successful, the patients died?
I'm sorry?
So is this the sort of thing where you have the operation was successful, but the patients died?
Well, the separation, they did separate, and they were stable in their new separated state for only about 30 minutes, and they died within 90 minutes of each other.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Baltimore Sun reporter Erica Nidowski speaking from Singapore.